This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, ER room workers, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, have you ever ridden on an airplane?
Well, of course, yes.
You know those messages the pilots say?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, here's one here.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
All righty.
Let's fly the safe skies.
That might have been Southwest. That might have been a Southwest plane.
That's right. And then, of course, said these days he would simply add, and let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah. So we played that during the break, and you thought we thought it might be something worth a little laugh for the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they need a little laugh, especially the Democrats. They need some sense of humor, right?
Well, I think so, because, number one, a lot of people are laughing at them right now for all the...
I've been laughing at them.
Yeah, the crazy woke stuff that they thought that was going to help solidify their power base is just not working out that way.
Told you so, told you so, told you so.
Right. Well, even Van Jones over at CNN, right, isn't he saying that Democrats are coming across in ways they don't recognize and that are annoying and offensive?
Yep. Now, 72% of those polled over at CNN said that the cancel culture is completely out of control.
Yes. I'm worried about the 28% of the people who don't think it's out of control. It certainly is out of control. And why is it out of control? That is a really good question. One of the things, one of the reasons it is out of control is because some people think they can get more power over you by redefining everything you can say or do. Now, Do we want to ever really be mean-spirited and offensive to people? Well,
no.
Of course not. Nobody wants to ever be hurtful to someone, and I think that that just goes without saying. But the cancel culture is there primarily to take people out, basically, and to establish greater political power by people who can then, as I said, define what you can say or do. In the most general terms, not people not wanting to be offensive, because that's mean-spirited, and most people don't want to be mean-spirited.
Well, they do that because they're trying to call you a racist or whatever other insulting name they can, thinking they're going to scare you because, oh, my God, I might lose business. We can't have that up there, this, that, and the other. And to that I say, okay, look at who's doing the calling, sticks and stones.
No kidding.
Yep.
Well, but also they wanted to take it down to this level, too. Oh, you mean you voted for a Republican? Oh, well, your business has to be canceled now because, you know, Republicans, just like we heard right from Cher earlier, right, well, Republicans, they want to, you know, be Nazis or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of woke cancel culture I think people do think is out of control.
Now, you mentioned Van Jones, CNN's Van Jones and David Axelrod ripped their fellow Democrats as annoying and offensive, out of touch, moralizing amid the big election night loss.
Exactly right. And for him to use the words annoying and offensive certainly, you know, is very, very telling because, again, one of the things you don't want to do is go out and insult the constituency. You know, I think the modern Democrats now have simply given up on bringing people along with their hearts and minds, convincing them that they've got the right idea, this kind of thing. But it's all about the name calling, all about the calls of racism or calls of this or this other ism that happens. And people, they just don't react to that. And to his credit, Van Jones is correctly decrying that.
Now, did you hear about the mayoral election in Buffalo, New York?
What was that?
Well, Buffalo socialist candidate for mayor was endorsed by Bernie Sanders, AOC, and Chucky Boy Schumer. He appears to have been taken down by a write-in campaign because there was no Republican candidate in that race. They were running against a 16-year incumbent by the name of Brown, Mayor Brown. I believe his name was Fred Brown. He actually got reelected, but it took a write-in campaign to be able to do it, to keep votes away from the AOC candidate.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to give us a call, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Captain Sarasota. I'll see him today at Mission Barbecue down there in Bradenton. Our Mission Barbecue, listen to me, Mixon's Fruit Farm, down there in Bradenton. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow. I can tell you that for sure, MyPillow.com. Now, we do things a little differently here. We advise you to go over to the website, take a look at all the stuff he's got there, and it'll say enter promo code, and it'll show you the price, this and the other. And the promo code is always going to be Captain. But if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, click on that, double-click on that, it opens up to a page, gives you 24 to 30 different items there. Some of it's even lower price than what's on the home page. Again, promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them, the phone number is 800-641-5459. Now, here's the deal. Christmas presents, got them. Don't need to worry about that. Got them. 60-day warranty on returning it, and machine washable on just about everything that he's got in there. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459. So give them a shot and see what they can do to help you out. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got Mary on the line, so let's go to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that secretly out here there's a few people who believe in the Trump curse or the Trump boomerang. Also, there is a line to Southwest Airlines where you can call and say, leave that pilot alone who called out, let's go, Brandon. It was a joke. And I also do have the thought that when you ask Kyle what the answer to cancel culture was, I have an answer.
Go ahead.
The answer is it got canceled. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Okay. She's a poet and she knows it.
That's right. That's right.
Got canceled. Okay. Well, we'll go with that.
Well, I do think people are tired of it, you know.
Oh, they are.
Because they know that in some way, shape, or form, it's coming for them next.
Yeah.
And there's these weird arbiters who make up the rules, and nobody knows what the rules are until
yep.
so it's too late.
Now, to our listeners up there in Atlanta, I haven't paid you enough for the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. I think it's great the way they started out and moved the darn All-Star game on you. I think it's fantastic that you won the World Series. And did you hear, Kyle, the victorious Atlanta Braves fans booing the Major League Baseball commissioner when he was handing out the trophy?
Yes, that is really, really, really something.
He had it coming.
Well, of course. So many people, Captain, were economically impacted, shall we say, by that decision. I think that decision was much more made out of fear than it ever was made out of any kind of gesture of any sort. And it's really just kind of sad. But here you have the Atlanta Braves going all the way, winning the World Series in six games. So they deserve all those accolades.
Now, a city attorney normally doesn't gather a lot of interests in being elected one way or the other, right?
Right, right.
But in the case of Seattle, Washington, a Law and Order Republican defeated a police abolitionist Democrat in a race for Seattle city attorney.
Isn't that something? Now, this is, sweeping the nation, as it were, in those places where they wanted to defund the police, or in Minnesota, Minneapolis, that ballot issue went down to defeat, basically to put in a new Office of Public Safety or some such thing. So that's because people have realized that, again, in the moment of trying to get rid of the police and so forth, people can talk about reforms, they can talk about training, they can talk about alternative weaponry that would help to solve a lot of these confrontations non-lethally, this kind of thing. All that is on the table. But what's not on the table, as these people are showing, I think, is that we're simply not going to get rid of all police officers, because that's just ridiculously insane.
Well, this city attorney said that the days of defunding the police and eliminating officers is over with, that there were certain areas where this attorney was going to look at where the police needed to be, and they weren't there, so we'll see what happens.
Well, exactly right. But here's what I think they really have to watch out for in the cities, especially like for our friends in Seattle. You have people that have now, I think, developed a boldness. They believe that, hey, we can get into the streets, we can, set things on fire, we can throw fireworks at people and the police and all manner of disarray. And that's where it's going to take a lot to try to tame all of that at this point.
Yes, and by the way, folks, we are heard in Seattle.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. Our friends in Seattle have our support, and we wish them the very best in this endeavor. Absolutely.
You bet. And let's not forget the Navy base up there in Bremerton either.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Now, the New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, he's going to be the state's first Democratic governor to get a second straight term in 44 years. He was declared the winner yesterday based on all the ballots that came in by, I guess, about 20,000 votes or whatnot. And he defeated, of course, the former Republican Assembly member. But the big story in New Jersey was not the governor's race. It was the Florida Senate president, 16 years as the Florida Senate president, that got beat by a truck driver that spent a mere $153 on his campaign.
Yes, and again, that just shows just how far all of this has gone. I think the voters wanted to have somebody represent them that they felt, connected to their basic needs, their values, their thought process. And so this is a major, major upset. It'll go down in the annals, certainly, as that. And I do believe, I think, that the person who was defeated in this was Sweeney, I believe is his name. He had participated in one of the most expensive campaigns
right.
In recent times. And so here comes a guy who spends you know, about $200, you know, and wins.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Now, the CDC changed their definition of what a vaccine is because of the COVID-19 vaccines. What do you know?
Well, typically, you know, we believe that vaccines are things that you take and then you're fine. You're immune, basically. But I think they have to change that as they look at the booster requirements or the thought that boosters may be required, because they were looking at some of these the big two vaccines, basically, as I recall, and they find that their efficacy may degrade after about 6 months or so. So I think we're in for boosters in some way, shape, or form across the board.
Okay. Meantime, in Massachusetts, the governor up there suspended a few hundred state employees over not getting the COVID vaccine.
Well, again, that's right. They're throwing their weight around, right, as a result of this kind of thing. But at the same time, you know, it'll be great for a governor or a mayor of a major city to sit down, get their own scientists around them, get their advisors, and make the argument. Here's what we found. Here are the studies from Israel. This is what we know about natural immunity. Here's how we're going to run this in our city or our state. And if you've had COVID and you're demonstrating you have antibodies and so forth, we are going to, you know, make an exception from the Joe Biden one-size-fits-all stuff. And again, it's not about not being for the vaccine or being anti-vaccine or anything like that, but it's they're truly being anti-science, Captain. They're not the and maybe it's wrong, but we don't know because we're not even allowed to ask the question.
Yeah. By the way, immediately after his election win on Tuesday, Mayor-elect Eric Adams, a former retired NYPD captain, headed to an exclusive Manhattan nightclub where he told a crowd of well-heeled donors and celebrities that he's going to hit reset on the de Blasio administration's dysfunctional relationship with its business leaders and the police. Kudos to him if he can get it done.
Exactly right. Yeah, we're going to take him at face value on that and say, okay, good. I think, Captain, people all through New York City will support that idea.
You bet.
And there are those who want to continue with the weird ideologies and stuff and de Blasio and his sort of cavalcade of weirdness, as it were, throughout his tenure. But this is a big deal. New York City cannot be allowed to be lost the way that de Blasio had been losing it.
Yeah, by the way, Eric is talking about Seattle. I was there, the last time I was there, they had the King Dome. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And I went in there and watched the baseball game.
Very cool.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren 2. I'm going to let Ron Edwards take us to break because he'll be in today in hour number 4. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Garden State's gubernatorial race results finally settled. The New Jersey incumbent Governor Phil Murphy celebrating that win over Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli following a nail-biting race. In a victory speech a short time ago, Governor Murphy focused on moving the state forward.
In New Jersey, we know how to make forward work from the middle out and the bottom up. And we know how to move forward and accomplish big things.
Three women are dead, two others hurt after a mass shooting in Norfolk, Virginia. Police say the shooting happened today, Wednesday, and the gunman is in custody, but few other details have been released except to say that the suspect shot a woman, and then when the others tried to help, they were also shot. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Make sure you go over there to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start, get it started, and you'll see that it'll work for you. I'm very sure of that because it's worked for me and tens of thousands of other people. It's 100% drug-free, by the way. And the product in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, is actually good for you because it's got botanical and fish oil product, which comes from the specially formulated formula that supports the regulation of your key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, 1995 starts a 3-week quick start. You get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Any questions you have can be answered over there, too. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the New Jersey governor's race has been called, correct?
They have called the race, but I don't believe that Cittarelli has conceded at this point.
No, there's a headline right here. It says, wait a minute, not so fast. Now, New Jersey's GOP hopeful says calling the race decided is irresponsible.
Well, it's a very close race, that's for sure. And this time, 24 hours ago, Captain, we were hearing that they would likely go to some of the mail-in ballots at some point. So as far as I know, they have not adjudicated all those ballots yet in terms of counting them. There may be more to this, but a lot of times they'll make these calls because they don't believe that there are enough votes out there in order to make a difference. But in this closer race, one would think that there would likely even be a recall of some sort. A recount, I should say.
Because it's less than 1%.
Right.
And I think that automatically triggers a recount.
Right, exactly. And I do think, though, that even so, that it shows just how far things have come. Even if it does not prevail, it still is a very, 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 very close race in New Jersey. But you never know. And again, he hasn't conceded yet. We don't have all the votes in, as far as we know. So we'll find out. But it is interesting to find out, Captain. Though typically, if the Democrat did not win, they typically come out and say, we haven't counted all the votes yet. We have to keep counting votes until the Democrat wins. That's how you know when the election's over. I'm just being funny. But it does seem to work that way. But when the Democrat wins, well, I think we probably counted all the votes by now, so we'll just go on, you know. But it's a very, very serious thing, and that's why he hasn't conceded.
Now, I'm going to play something here that's got ramifications and a direct correlation to this election we just had yesterday. Here we go.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Okay, here's what I meant. Steve Scalise yesterday said, make no mistake about it, Biden's agenda was on the ballot.
Oh, certainly it was. But that's one of the reasons why President Biden himself said, I think we're going to win, you know, prior to the election, to election night. I think we're going to win, but if we don't, it's not because I haven't passed my agenda, basically. It really has no bearing. My job performance has no bearing on this. And they were already trying to equivocate on stuff.
Want to bet?
Well, exactly. But of course the policies were on the ballot. These issues are certainly national issues. And what also resonated in terms of national is, what are our kids learning in school? What's the attitude of the school boards towards the parents? What is the school experience really like for kids? What are they really learning about? And what kind of ideology is being fed to them? And so this, as I said earlier, this is like a third rail, a new third rail. And when you rile up these parents, I don't think it matters if they're Democrats or Republicans. I think they still say, wait a minute, you don't get between me and my kid.
Yeah. Now, another Marine yesterday, Democratic strategist James Carville, said what went wrong in Virginia was, quote, stupid wokeness.
Stupid wokeness. Well, James Carville, very savvy guy, you know, don't agree with all the politics in so many respects, but James Carville has been around a long time, and maybe he's senior enough at this point in terms of his standing to be able to actually say it, because that is really what it is. People, they're done with the wokeness. They're done with wokeness on TV, they're done with wokeness in movies, they're done with wokeness in music, they're done with wokeness all over the place, because wokeness comes in and it's colonizing into the culture. And I think, you know, we're seeing it so widespread now that there's this sort of this idea of these new rule makers that will simply decide whether or not you can even have a job anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's un-American.
Wow. Now, Tom Hanks says that he turned down an opportunity from Jeff Bezos to go into outer space. That's odd.
Yeah, I didn't see all the details on that, but of course Tom Hanks was also in the movie Apollo 13, so maybe he feels like, and I'm just guessing here, maybe he feels like he's already sort of gone through a major space travel incident or something like that. But Tom Hanks, he's a good guy. People like him so much, and he's sort of the modern day equivalent. In so many respects, I remember my folks would always talk about some entertainment people. They would be, quote, national treasures. Well, I think he's up there in that rank.
Now, years ago, when I had two of my trucks leased to Tri-State Motor Transit, which was a military contractor, hauled everything from ammunition to missiles to bombs to bullets, whatever, and everything in between. We had something called a Qualcomm satellite. You familiar with that?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a satellite that was in the truck with a little dish up on the top of the roof where they could track you everywhere you went.
Okay, right, yeah, so they... Yeah, so they're able to, would it help track your mileage or a locator, that kind of thing?
Well, they had to know where we were because of what we were carrying.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And if I wasn't in the truck, then somebody else was in there. But it was set up so that we always knew where the truck was. I could go online and find out where the truck was, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
But Qualcomm has now gone into the 5G smartphone service. Now, I knew they had phones. I didn't realize they were going 5G. So isn't that going to be interesting?
It really is. Well, of course, now the 5G networks are really coming into play, and in many ways, just a little off point here, but in many ways, you're seeing a lot of the old 3G towers, they're disconnecting them. And so a lot of folks who have some kind of cellular connection, either their phone, that they have an old 3G phone, and some alarm systems as well might connect using 3G, and they're all having to be upgraded because they're phasing all that stuff out. But the 5G phones seem to be very, very speedy, as it were.
Now, I've got a, let's see here. I got a question here from Laura. She doesn't say where she's at. But she is saying, Captain Kyle, it appears the Democrats have lost touch with America, and they just don't care.
Yeah, I think Laura's right. I think some Democrats care in the sense of some of the elected officials, and I know the rank and file care. I mean, the people out in the highways and byways. Just as Mike had called in earlier, talked about Democrats who are just, you know, regular folks. They'll give you the shirt off their back if they have to. But the party elite, no, they don't care. They have an ideology. They have a goal in mind, in my opinion. They're marching towards that goal. Joe Biden is a part of that in terms of how they sold this stuff to get him elected as a, quote, moderate, but in no way, shape, or form did they have any intention at all of governing from a moderate perspective.
All right, Mary's back on the line. Let's see if we can get her in real quick. What's up?
Hey, Captain. I heard in Utah they are trying to put out for, I guess just for testing, a digital driver's license. And that thing has a chip on it. It's almost like the social scoring system that they have in China. It has everything about you on that chip, like a barcode would, your health records, vaccine records, tax records, all kinds of licenses that you have. Everything about you is on that digital driver's license.
Do you have a Florida driver's license?
I do.
Does it have a chip in it?
More than likely it does.
Do you not think they don't have your vaccine information in that chip?
Well, I have no idea what's on that thing.
I think they got it. I think they got that and a lot more. Okay, thanks, Mary. Got to go. Kyle, you hang on. Folks are coming back with a Truckers Highway and Bible report. And I can't prove it, but I've heard from people that it may be in there. It may be in there. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Gold Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right, thank you very much, Donna. Donna, they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Don't forget, they also happen to be at a website called cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. Make sure you go over there, check it out, and see what's going on. You're going to like what's there. I am absolutely sure of that. Now, in the meantime, it's your Gretchen Wilson night. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, and see what happens next. Here we go.
Well, I ain't never been to Barbie Doll Time. No, I can't swig that sweet champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night in a tavern or in a honky-tonk or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. I've got posters on my wall of Skinner, Kid and Straight. Some people look down on me.
Gretchen Wilson there. That's the second follow-up to it. We usually like to play sometimes these songs a couple times in a row. But Kyle, what's tank?
I love that one. That's a great Gretchen song. Absolutely.
Yeah, she gets it going. All righty, well, take us out west.
All right, folks, out west tonight. If you're coming down the I-25 corridor through southern New Mexico, you've got a freeze warning that you need to be aware of. This is down in the Las Cruces area. Going across Highway 70 towards Alamogordo from Las Cruces, you'll also be encountering this freeze warning, so be sure to have your fuel right for the very important reason to make sure you don't have any trouble. And then, of course, if you're heading out west from Las Cruces across I-10, you should be out of that pretty quick. We do have some dense fog advisories to tell you about. If you're coming up Highway 101 in California, this is going to be in the Ventura area. Also looks like up near Lompoc as well, you could have a wind advisories and also some dense fog along the California coast tonight. Up near Reno, Nevada, lake wind advisory. If you're coming across I-80 heading towards Lovelock or coming in or out of Reno in that regard, so be careful there. Also, a high wind warning near Lakeview, Southern Oregon. That's Highway 395. Be careful there. Now, also, we've got rain in Portland. We've got rain in Seattle. That's going to continue on for the next several days. Rain in Medford. That's in Southern Oregon near the border with California, where we also have a wind advisory as well. So, also, we've got, looks like, wind advisories up near Spokane, Washington, and that goes down through the central part of Washington and parts of Central Oregon tonight.
All right, I just got a message. I want to read it here before I get to my part of this. It's from Ben, and Ben says, Captain, that pilot riff was freaking awesome. if only that were factual, America would be better. Truly love your broadcast by Ben.
Excellent. Thank you, Ben. Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was fun. I found that. By the way, you and I were talking about that, and I know I had it. I just had to find it. All right. Well, let me go over here and see what I got to talk about, because we did have a little change in the weather over there by me. We've got this really cold area of weather coming out along I-70, I-64, I-40, that's the three main lanes where it is, and then going up I-95, going up I-81, out of Virginia up into Pennsylvania. You gotta be right, folks, with your winter blended fuel now. Make sure your trucks are right when you get up in there, because if you're not, you're gonna freeze up. By the way, we got freezing fog in the central part of Nebraska, US 75, south of Lincoln on down to, the Kansas line. And then south of I-70, you've got an area of not only a hard freeze in the western part of Kansas, but also a heavy frost all the way across over to near St. Louis, south of St. Louis. Then you got a hard freeze in southern Missouri, northern Arkansas, across I-40, all the way across, let's see here. Now it's going to Knoxville, Kyle. This hard freeze is going all the way to Knoxville and up I-81, up towards Virginia and West Virginia. So there you go. Told you that's what was going to happen. We've also got a gale warning tonight for the southern part of North Carolina and South Carolina, down to Savannah, Georgia, it looks like. So be advised of that. And then, of course, we have got cold temperatures going up the East Coast tonight. The big cities, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., up into New York, definitely going to need some coats.
Exactly right, yes.
All right, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we're going to go right over to the telephone line and go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, what happened last night?
What, are you talking about the elections?
All across the country. What happened last night?
Well, I believe that a lot of voters out there were expressing some their feelings about the cancel culture. And that includes trying to restore some kind of law and order. That includes that we're sick and tired of being called racist. And I think that they, too, have real concerns about education. So I think that a couple of those were things that the voters should, in fact, or the politicians should, in fact, have focused on. But in other cases, like when it came to education, I think it kind of fell into their laps because the matter of critical race theory and whatnot was really an unknown quantity until last year when all the students kind of went into the lockdowns and were confined at home, and the parents were finally seeing what was being taught. And had that not happened, our students would still be dealing with, and our parents would still be dealing with some nasty syllabus, a nasty curriculum. So, what was being taught in schools is not a new thing. It's just the parents weren't paying attention, and now they're paying attention, and by the grace of God, it finally, you know, got addressed.
Well, a couple of Democrats, well-known Democrats, sat there on TV yesterday and said there was a red wave and we really need to worry about 2022. They're coming after us. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. So it's going to be a Thursday. I hope the weather's all right where you're at. 66 degrees and clear where I'm at. A lot of cold temperatures up here in the middle part of the U.S., so bundle up, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.